Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak, dear
And
ones.
anyone can unmute themselves whenever you choose to. I'm sort of wondering if maybe we had a miscommunication and this is a week off rather than a week on because of the fact that we might have an unusual number of Thursday nights in the month of July. But in any case, we're here. Several of us are here, and it is Eid, so it's a good time to be together. I've been thinking about Hazrati Ibrahim, who is the central in our celebration, remembrance of Eid. It's his moment with Ismail that we remember at this time. And I also remember when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked, what is the best religion? And his answer was, the religion of Abraham. So imagine this prophet so long ago. I don't know what years he lived. Maybe somebody knows, approximately 1,000 years before Jesus. And what kind of world did he live in? What kind of life did he have? We know that he met an extraordinary being named Melchizedek, who, according to the Christian tradition and the Old Testament, actually, Melchizedek, which means actually translated into Arabic, would be Malik As-Sadiq, the king or sovereign of righteousness. And when Abraham met Melchizedek, he immediately recognized his spiritual authority. And it was from Melchizedek that Abraham received confirmation and knowledge of the oneness of God. So this was the beginning of something that we're a part of to this day. I was going to share with us something from Shams of Tabriz, and actually I can share it. I can do a screen share. Yes, I can. I've learned how to do that. There. You all see that? What do you worship? The waves of the ocean of beneficence continually surge. It gives you whatever you want from it. Everybody worships something. One is fond of the beautiful ones, another is fond of money, and someone else is fond of status. In front of each, they say, "This is my Lord." They don't say, "I love not those that set," like the prophet Abraham. I think you all know this, but let me explain anyway, because one night Abraham was in the desert and the moon rose.
The stars first.
The stars, okay. You tell a story.
So the stars rose and were so beautiful, and then they began to pass, and then the moon rose, and that was even more beautiful. And he said, "This must be the divine." And then the moon set, and the sun rose. And he said, this truly must be the divine. And then the sun also set. And he said, "I love not that which sets. So my love is for that which is greater than all of these lights, the light of God."
So Abraham said, I love not those that set. Where is the human being with the nature of Abraham capable of saying these words with the language of love? The secret of this belongs to a different heaven, because there are heavens in the universe of spirits, in the universe of inner secrets. There are also heavens, suns, and moons. The one who passes through these images knows that these also have a creator and are also disappearing. So remember, these words were spoken by Shams of Tabriz. These were just transcribed on the fly. This is a sohbet from a gathering of friends more than 7 centuries ago. The Shams is speaking about something very deep. He says, let me repeat that. The secret of this belongs to a different heaven, because there are heavens in the universe of spirits, in the universe of inner secrets, in your being, in your heart. There are also heavens, suns, and moons. The one who passes through these images knows that these also have a creator and are also disappearing. Once the image of the friend, the dost, opens from the inner universe, the divine light of manifestation appears. He says, I have turned my face to him who has created the heavens and the earth. When I fall ill, he heals me. So he, the witness, the one experiencing all this, attributes the sickness to himself in order to teach us. The prophet Adam said, O Lord, we have wronged ourselves. In other words, I am ill, and my healing is only from him. He is negating himself, putting aside the self. And when you remove yourself, you have affirmed him. You have affirmed the dost, the friend, the beloved. Now, this is a subtle and obvious point, but if we reflect on it, in everyday secular life, in the life of people in this society, who negates themselves? When is the self ever negated? When do we put aside the self? And if anyone does, truly, if anyone can truly put themselves aside, and in that putting aside of the self, with consciousness, with an awareness that there is something that doesn't set, that the self comes and goes. We have multiple selves, we have multiple desires, where this I wants one thing one day and it wants another thing midday and it wants something else in the evening. We're not even one I. All these eyes come and go. They come, they rise, and they set. But where is someone who can, as Abraham said, I love not those that set, and who's capable of saying these words with the language of love and with the awareness of the divine? It's simple. And it's profound, and it's the key to everything, and it's the essence of our path. It's how we strive to be. And as the prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best religion is the religion of Abraham. Back to this tonight, on the eve of Eid, at a time when some few people are circling the Kaaba, many, many fewer than ever, in this strange time when this axis of our deen, this heart, physical heart of humanity, is relatively empty of souls compared to what it would usually be. I wonder about the significance of that, because normally there are waves of worshipers, waves, five waves circling the earth, and all of them bowing towards Mecca, all of that energy accumulating in this empty cube and feeding back to all of humanity. And this brings coherence, it brings unity to the planet, even to those who are not worshipers, even to those who have no idea of these five waves of prayer that are circling. And yet it can happen. There must be people praying, must be people maintaining Salat, must be people thinking of the Kaaba tonight. So, Eylala, may our Eid be blessed. May we affirm what Abraham said, "This is my Lord, and I love not those that say." So, feel free to unmute yourselves. Let us know how you're doing. Stop the share. Okay. Back to this. And there was a call on my iPhone. I hope it's not important or something I need to know. Yes. So who's over there in Qasim's house? Yes. It's hard to see. Kutsia and is that Hassan waving? Good. And Ali is there somewhere, maybe? And Qasim is there?
Assalamu alaikum.
So. Is everyone staying healthy?
We're doing well out here. It's very wet today, but we're thankful for that too, for the garden itself. But we're fine.
Good to hear that. It's good to hear that. And Jonathan, are you keeping up your turning?
Sometimes, not as much as maybe I should.
You know, the vortex is so important. You know, when we turn, we create a vortex. And that vortex is the key to so many things in life. I've been reading about water and refreshing myself about the science of Victor Schauberger, who was an Austrian water scientist who studied water and discovered that water in mountain streams that flows over rocks, and how water naturally creates these vortices, and in these vortices water becomes structured. It moves from it creates the fourth state of water, which is water when the H2O forms a bond and a crystalline structure of six molecules together, and or six H2Os together. And that's the water that's in the mother's womb that the embryo needs. It's the water that's we have at the cellular structure. And it's water that is created when water flows in a vorticular motion. And it's the vortex that also helps to control bacteria and many other things. And it's also the energy, it's how the energy flows into the solar system through the planets that are turning. And nobody set them spinning. They are just because energy is flowing through them by the very nature of higher dimensional physics, things turn. So I remember we were told to turn 18 times a day, even if we were physically unable to turn very much, we could just turn 18 times, and that would keep the practice going. So anyway, I'm offering you words of encouragement. And
remembering that you are mostly water, so it really has an impact.
You have the blessing of having been trained in the turn, and I really believe it's a spiritual practice that is not only unique but uniquely beneficial,
and for those around one as well.
I heard a story, and this is a true story, about a woman who met the angels, and she wrote a book about her meeting with the angels. And I thought this was kind of a bit of a fluffy sort of new age book, and I wasn't, but a friend of mine had it, and I was in the living room of this house, and I just opened it out of curiosity to see what the book was saying. And so the angel came to this woman and said, I'm going to teach you a new way to pray. And this is a way that's meant for this time, and it's for the benefit of all humanity. So the angel said to her, open your arms and turn to the east and turn to the north, arms open, and turn to the west, arms open, and turn to the south. And I said, yeah, I get that. So anyway, the vortex, and we need to maintain ourselves at this time. You know, the human being is not a closed system. In other words, what's happening inside of you is not happening only within the boundaries of your physical body, as if you're even those boundaries even mean anything, because your energetic body extends further and your light body extends further, and your intention, your non-local reality extends infinitely. So the human being is not a closed system, and humanity is not a closed system, and Louisville is not a closed system, and America is not a closed system, and the planet's not a closed system. Everything is resonating. And the ones who can resonate with love and consciousness, like Abraham, are a blessing for the world. And likewise, even Mecca, which is so sparsely attended right now, by intention, the invisible spirits that are there, the people whose hearts are there, that also has a reality. So, a conscious human being has a responsibility to radiate, to bless, to be the peacemaker, to be the one who helps get people straight.
I'm doing that.